Ho, ho, ho. Yup, well, it is that time of year. Whatever holiday you're celebrating, I hope that you're having a wonderful, warm time of year with family and friends. And welcome to the Green Divas Radio Show. I'm Green Diva Meg, and I'm just going to do a very quick introduction because we have a very special show. We're featuring a couple of our favorite radio show personalities who are participating their shows. They're bringing their shows to the new GDGD radio network. And I want to spend more time with them than listening to me. So I'm just going to give you a quick intro. We have Mrs. Green's World's Gina Darling, who is the founder, and she really is Mrs. Green. And we have a wonderful conversation with her. And we are two peas in a pod, could have talked all day. And we have, of course, GVK's Good Vibration with Kristen. We've got Kristen. And usually she's in the studio, so it's sort of fun to actually interview her. Then, of course, we have Bill Curtis from Earth Matters. And, of course, John St. Augustine, who is also a radio personality, but he's the founder and producer, executive producer of Earth Matters with Bill Curtis. He and Bill work together. So you'll hear both of them. I'm just honored that all of these talented people are as excited as we are about GDGD Radio. And we're hoping that you all will get excited and jump on board this green radio revolution. We do need help. We need your help. So please visit fundgdgd.com. That's fundgdgd.com. You know, if you just can only give us $10, it will go a long way and we will be just as grateful as if you gave $1,000, which, you know, you could do that too. We have lots of rewards, so it's not like you're just giving us money. And be aware that we're doing this all for Mama Earth and for all of us. So it's not like you're just giving us money because you love us, even though you do. It's really for a wonderful, wonderful platform to help hear voices like the ones you're going to hear today on this special show. But first, I want to give a really special thank you to our longtime sponsor, buygreen.com. Hi, Doug Farquhar, who's been a wonderful, wonderful support to the Green Divas. And one of the rewards is some gift certificates from Buy Green. So you need to go to fundgdgd.com and look for that reward and make sure you get that because they've got wonderful products. They're rated and they're all green and sustainable and great. So what else have I got to tell you today? Shout out to Green Diva Lynn. And by the way, she is going to run naked through the streets of Chicago if we raise $50,000 by January 15th or February 1st. I can't remember exactly at the moment. But listen, you got to jump on board. We got to make that happen. It's going to be a hoot. God bless Green Diva Lynn. Brr, it's cold in Chicago that time of year, huh? To be just dressed in little paint and maybe some shoes. Anyway, happy holidays, everyone. Really appreciate your listening and support throughout the year. Hope we all have a wonderful, prosperous 2015. Okay, so this is a woman after my own heart, and the more I talk to her, the more I realize we are running parallel lives, and, you know, very soon we're going to intersect and really have some fun. I'm going to be talking to Gina Murphy Darling, who is Darling, but really, you know her as Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World. Hi, Gina.
Oh, my God, what an introduction, and I can feel the waves of excitement. We're going to rock the world.
We already are, girlfriend.
We are rocking the world.
We already are, and you have been just doing such a wonderful job down there in Arizona, and it's funny because even a couple of years ago, I remember I was on my iTunes page looking at something, and at the bottom it said, if you like the Green Divas, you'd also like Mrs. Green's World. And I'm like, oh, check her out. She is right there. And then my friend Molly Stranahan, who I adore, moves away. I'm grief-stricken because, you know, she's a brilliant light, as you know. And she calls me up and says, oh. And she moves to Arizona and says, you have to meet my friend Gina.
It's really unbelievable.
Right?
And I'm a Jersey girl, so there you go.
Wait a minute. I didn't know that part.
I am a Jersey girl, 117 on the Garden State, so that's where my roots are. So it's all just circling back, and
see?
Molly's the big green dot connector.
She is. She really is the center of the green networking universe.
Amazing human being. We can't even you can't over Molly.
No, you can't. You can't. So talk to us a bit and tell the audience a bit about what motivated you. How did you get into this Mrs. Green's World? How did you get into creating Mrs. Green's World?
Well, you know, it sounds a bit woo-woo, but it really isn't. I mean, my whole career
woo-woo's okay.
In my life was managing large volume mental health contracts.
Oh boy.
Starting in Arizona and then around the country. So it was at-risk families. And then I took a trip to the Amazon, a very spectacular trip, a real trip.
Wow.
Not on a cruise ship, but really a deep, deep, deep into the Amazon. And I realized that, you know, at-risk youth and families are one thing, but we had an at-risk Mother Earth.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, Megan, it was just, there was no, like, parting of the Amazon Red Sea, but it was very clear that most of the world doesn't know that the planet is in serious and grave danger.
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing for me became, that's great to know, but what are you going to do about it? Not ring the death knell,
yeah.
You know what I mean? But go out and tell the world, we got to fix this, and here's hope, and here's possibility, and here's change. But it starts with consciousness. So I came back, and at this symposium, which Molly will love if I mention this, that's put on by the Pachamama Alliance.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Awakening the Dreamer, Changing the Dream. I stood up and I said, you know what? I'm going to start a radio show.
Oh.
No media background, nothing. And it's like, okay, I'm going to call it Mrs. Green Goes Mainstream.
I like it.
And I
it.
Went on a Clear Channel affiliate to get started.
Yum.
And, you know, the rest is history. I started getting sponsors and people were actually listening. And that was, it sounds like it's a nutshell, but it's been an ever-expanding journey.
Yeah.
With people stepping up and showing up in my life, like the Green Divas. And I think really getting us all ready to have a booming voice of getting people out of their consumer comas and focusing on, you know, Mother Earth and preservation of the planet. It's really all very exciting to me.
Well, and it is so much about consciousness, as you said, about waking up and helping raise awareness. And there are different ways to wake people up. And I love that, you know, your show, our show, there's so many different voices and different ways that we can hear the message. And that's kind of what we're trying to do here with GDGD Radio. And we have only, just so you know, we've only asked the top shows that we really think are the best to participate in this. And
I love when you say that. Bring it on. It's like we're trying to be, you know, we showed up wanting to be the best that we could be and continue to try and raise our own bar. So we were flattered. I mean, it was like, there was a buzz in Mrs. Green's World, and the Green team was like, the Green Divas, they're going to build a big network, and we're invited to the party.
Well, it's, you know, it was, first of all, it was kind of shocking when a couple of years ago the idea sort of started to surface, and I thought, nobody's doing this? Why is nobody doing this?
No, it's rather shocking.
And, you know, I've been researching for the past year the technology and how can I do this, because we, you know, we really have been doing this with very little resources, and it seemed a little bit overwhelming. But, you know, the universe, as you say, maybe woo-woo, but all of the right things seem to come at the right time. And I thought, well, I you know, and anyway, I'm getting tongue-tied, but...
No, but it's true. It seems like we were all building our platforms, really important platforms.
Yeah.
Getting ready for, I call it the big tent. And someone asked me what that was because they don't have circuses anymore.
right.
Thank God.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's like, okay, so we are in the small tent practicing and we're ready. And it's just, it feels really good and really right. And I, you know, when I did my TEDx talk a couple of weeks
ago.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
The whole concept was nobody's really purposefully walking around in a consumer coma. And yet, we all better wake up from ours because
yeah.
We're on a trajectory that's going to take a lot of people on board to change.
Yes. And you, much like our mission with the Green Divas show, is to highlight the problem, but never without providing some hope and solution, because it can be very overwhelming and daunting. And I, for instance, like I loved Years of Living Dangerously.
Right. Yes.
You know, beautifully, beautifully put together, brilliant ideas, the actors, the way that they wove the stories together. But the first couple episodes, I mean, I was like, oh my God, this is actually depressing. I was beginning to
shut down. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I was beginning to feel like heavy and kind of like, oh my God, this is really scary. I didn't even realize the depth of some of this stuff. But luckily, they come around and they start by episode 4. They really start to show us solutions, and with the Beyond Coal campaign from Sierra Club, and how, you know, they're making a difference from, you know, grassroots up. And I thought, okay, phew, phew, because I'm just one of those people, and I think most of us are, that just can't hear all bad news.
It's like a big, huge turnoff. And one of the things that I love about the Green Divas is we can never forget the other fun, the fun factor. I call it the other F word, fun.
That,
I know
yeah.
You can say that on Green Divas, but make it fun, and you guys do, and so do we.
Yeah.
Even some of my guests that are somewhat intimidating to me,
right,
because of all they have accomplished.
Yes.
They just say, Mrs. Green, let's have some fun, because they're working on really grave issues.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
What keeps them going is we have to have the fun factor, be irreverent, be able to laugh.
Yes.
And that's one of the most exciting things about some marathon radio show that we'll do someday. And boy, we'll break the record.
Yeah.
It's got to be fun.
Yeah. Speaking of, you just recently interviewed Jane Goodall.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Like, that's the holy grail.
Well, that is.
It is. I said to my team, okay, we interviewed Jane Goodall. Bye, folks.
Right. We're done. We're done here.
It, Megan, there's nobody that has, it's like Coca-Cola, McDonald's, and Jane Goodall. Everybody in the world knows what those three things are.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to make those analogies, but she is unreal. I mean, and she just shows up in every situation. I mean, I've met her, blessed to have that happen.
Yeah.
But she has such a purpose-driven life, and she's unflappable, and she's fun. And
oh, she has to be fun, because she do it? Was it Stephen Colbert or the yes. John Oliver?
It was not Stephen Colbert, but it was
John Oliver.
Stephen something, but she was hysterical.
Where they were just, yeah, they yes. It was a fake newscast, one of the, like, John yes. Stewart kind of, yeah.
And face to face.
Oh, my yes. God. She. Oh, yeah, it was John Oliver. Stewart. It was so good. It was that This Week on John Oliver or something.
John Oliver, that's yeah. Who it was. And yeah, we got it. Third time's charm. And it was hysterical. I mean, you know, and it basically went viral because, A, it's Jane Goodall, but, B, it was hysterical.
Well, it's nothing.
Unflappable.
Right, and it's nothing sort of funnier than kind of the way that they allow people to make fun of themselves. You know, you can make fun of me because, you know, I'm usually seen as very serious. And, you know,
I can't imagine.
She's got to have a great sense of humor.
Yeah, she does. She yeah. does. And and I was nervous on the interview, and it sounded it, which I don't like. Uh-uh. But somebody said to me, were you on the interview? Because she carried it. Her Aww. Answers are what people tuned in for.
Yeah.
Not to hear me be nervous.
I've totally done that. Oh,
yeah.
I could tell you stories
that okay to be nervous.
Would crack you up. With Mariel Hemingway in my studio.
Oh, my God.
In my studio. And I was so nervous that I actually didn't hit one button. And she did a fabulous one-hour show with us. And I got none of it. And I didn't know until she left, because I was so, you know, kind of, you know, I was
oh
all, yeah.
For anybody listening out there,
yeah.
Worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Great interview, and it's not recorded.
Well, it was
we
like
did that one. A great interview with someone in Alaska, in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, a call in, and it was a great show. And then there's the embarrassing part where you have to call them back.
Yeah.
And tell them,
oh.
And they think, oh, yeah. So everybody makes mistakes. Oh, I hear blips on CNN.
Oh, yeah. Well, but it was the biggest potential, like the biggest interview I'd ever done in my studio. And then I had to be like, I'm sorry. You came all the way out here and I lost it. Well, luckily, she has such a great sense of humor and she's very, very kind. So I wrote a couple of funny, you know, posts about it and whatever. And you know, she's called in several times since then. And she and Bobby have a podcast. And she said she was inspired by being in my studio.
Isn't that great? And there is such a power with star power.
Well, and with people who do it for good, there's a yep. genuine light, a genuine power that comes from these folks who are really taking that energy and putting it out in the world for good. And she and Bobby do their podcast, and that's going to be on the GDGD radio network. So
it's so exciting.
It's very exciting. Like, who knew that we would be, like, you know, hanging out with all these cool people? And I do. So I'm just telling you the story to say that, like, yeah, I get nervous, and we all do, and I'm sure everybody does.
Yeah, but
maybe not Barbara Walters.
Because it was really great. It took us a year to get her because she only does, you know, 10-minute interviews on radio shows like ours, and she yeah. gave us 30 minutes. I mean, yeah. we felt really blessed. She's amazing.
Oh,
she's
I have amazing. To. Well, maybe you'll share the information, and we'll have to get her in our radar and get her
and
to call in.
You know, Kelly will be all over that because it's just. She's all about doing the right thing. And when I met her, she knew I was about doing the right thing. And so are you. So it's like, that's what she does. She's on the road 300 days a year supporting her Roots and Shoots program for kids.
Well, so this is, you just said something that resonates with me and that I think is why you are doing so well with what you're doing is because it comes from your heart and it's real. You're not doing it for the money or to be a radio show, you know, personality. You're doing it because you feel passionate about getting the message out there. And I think that that genuine, heartfelt message comes through, and that is what makes people want to listen because you're real. It's the real thing. It's not, you know, like this is not some kind of commercial effort, although, you know, making a little money and being supported by what we do is not the worst thing in the world.
No, it's really what we want, and I hope that vision comes, because you're right. You guys are passionate, and to me, it's building the dream, on behalf of Mother Earth, but it's really what I want to do every day when I get up, and you too. It's like I want to interview people. I want to blog. I really do want to do Facebook posts.
I really do.
I really do. This is my dharma. It's my best, my finest role ever is what I say. It is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I just want to keep on getting better at it.
Well, we're very, very honored that, you know, your show is going to be featured on GDGD Radio. And I just want to tell people that right now the show is on every day from, I think it's 6 to 7 Eastern time. I have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure it's 6 to 7 Eastern time. And then you all can figure out where you are and work the time zone because I can't.
I know. It's like, just Google it. I tell in my TED Talk, I had this hashtag JFGI. Just freaking Google it. Because that's what we need to know. It was one of the, like, few laughs I got, but it was...
That's funny.
I know. It's like, I don't know, just freaking Google it. I say that all the time, and it's true. I have to find out. And I live in Arizona, and the time changes everywhere around us. But Arizona, of course, has to be different.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Messes with my time zone challenged mind. But one beautiful thing, I don't love the calendar that we're using right now. It's just what comes with the platform, and that's why we're raising money, so we can get what we want. But the calendar does adjust. So if someone clicks on it on our page for GDGD Radio, and they click on it from wherever they are, it will adjust to whatever time zone they're in. How about that?
No,
that's kind of brilliant.
Technology. I do. I love it. It's not my enemy. I actually love it, and I want to learn more and be better, and you know, stay with the times as best I can, because that's how we're going to get to the most people.
We're forging on, aren't we?
We are. We really are.
Thank you for taking the time to talk to us today, Gina, Mrs. Green.
Thank you for having me so much. I mean it. It's going to be a great year, guys.
Yay. So look for Mrs. Green's World. And what is your URL again?
MrsGreensWorld.com.
Well, it's that simple. And then, of course, look for it on GDGD Radio. Well, of course, Kristen and I usually sit in this studio together because I am a lucky green diva, but it's fun to have you call in. We were kind of goofing around because I was like, hello, this is Green Diva Studio, you're on with Meg.
And I'm like, hello, this is Kristen Ace calling.
And we just cracked right up. So we're talking with Kristen Ace, who is the host, producer, founder, creator of GVK Good Vibrations with Kristen. Hi, Kristen.
Hey, Megan. I'm so excited to be the one in not in control.
Are you really? Yeah.
I am.
I know. It's fun being interviewed once in a while, isn't it?
It is.
And not having, and you can just really, speak extemporaneously, which you do anyway, so it's not a big deal.
I know. But it's a little more relaxed, though, when I'm not having to focus all my attention on everything that's happening.
Well, so just for full disclosure, for people who may not know, I produce GVK, Good Vibrations, mm-hmm. with Kristen, and it has been just a joy. And she has been one of our early pilot shows for Yay. Green Diva Studio and now for GDGD Radio Network. So we love Kristen, and I love what she does and what she represents and the message that she – it really is about raising every – I walk away from the studio whenever she's been here feeling like lighter and my vibration higher.
Right.
So
well, it's interesting because that was ultimately – a good friend of mine kind of threw the idea at me and said, because I'd said to her, how do I get my stories out into the world in a more profound way? Because I know that when I tell my stories, people shift, they change, their vibrations rise. And she suggested radio. And I came to you, Megan, with this idea saying, this is what I want to do, but I don't know anything about it. And you had just created the Green Divas studio in your home.
Yeah.
And the thing that I loved, I mean, besides everything that you do with Green Divas, which I'll talk about in a minute, but the thing that I loved is you were like, yes, this is a great idea. This is a fabulous show, and I would love to help you make that happen. And for me, I'm a creative idea person, and I've been going to people my whole life with all these ideas of, how about this? I could do that. Do you want to try this? Most people go, oh, that's a great idea, but I don't know how to do that.
Right. Good luck with it. Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Someone asked, and you are just right on board with, yes, that's great. I can do this. This is wonderful.
Well, the timing was amazing. There was no question about our working together, and I was very sincere and continue to be sincere that Kristen has such, and I just want to clarify for people that Kristen is not only a fabulous radio talent, but she is a healer, and she's a storyteller and an actress, and I have seen her perform, and she has such fabulous energy and such a wonderful way of articulating things. Sometimes it's hilarious, and sometimes it's just extremely profound, like powerful, bang, hits you right between the eyes, and you're like, okay, got it.
Oh, thank you.
So,
well, that's the other thing, that the reason why I feel like I fit in with the Green Divas so well is because of what you guys bring to the world is an absolute vibration of awareness of how can you be in this world and recycle, or what's happening with our pipeline and who's doing this in the government and what we need to be aware of and how we can shift our perspective around that. How can we change that? How can we be better humans on this earth and honor our earth at the same time. And that, to me, is the key to everything.
Yeah.
So the Green Divas takes all of those huge ideas and brings them to a level where everyone can get it, where they feel empowered, where they get information, but also say, hey, I could do that, or I could pick up that tip and do something with it in my home, or I could make that recipe and go organic and not feel overwhelmed with the amount of information that's out there on how we're supposed to be treating our earth.
Yeah, which, you know, really it's mostly common sense, but whatever, you know.
Well, you take it. Yeah, it is for some people, but clearly not for everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's digestible, and it's you know, it's similar to GDK, where some of it's intense and some of it's just really fun.
Yeah.
And so you guys mix all that up, and it, to me, it just feels like this is this site that I can go to, which I go to for everything. I can get all the information I need, but I can also feel good about being on this earth.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's
hard. It's not always easy.
When you look out at what's happening in the news and, you know, the pollution, and then you, for me, if I had to keep looking only at that, I wouldn't get out of bed.
Yeah, no, we're and that's, I think that's partly why I was attracted to your concept with GVK, because good vibrations. I just think that we need to be lifted. We need hope and we need solutions, and that's what we're all about. But let's take, and thank you for like the amazing kind words. You get what we're doing, and you've been a huge supporter in every way. But let's talk about GVK and why you decided to do this, and really, what's your mission? What's your goal here? Not that I don't already know, but I think our audience wants to know.
Well, my mission is to let people know that no matter what they've come from, good, bad, or indifferent, that they can always reach a higher level of understanding. They can always shift their perspective to a more spiritual perspective, and they can always reach the next level in their life, whether it's, you know, whether you've come from the kind of brutality that I've come from and crawling out of that and finding a belief in a divine higher power and really understanding energetically that we are all connected.
Right.
My desire is that everyone find who they are within their divine selves.
Mm.
Because then there is no war. There is no hate, because we see each other as in our true divine forms, which I believe is our birthright. I believe it is our birthright to know our own divinity and to spread that divinity on the earth.
Yeah. Yes, I'm with you, sister.
I know you are, which is so exciting. Yeah. Because how long in my life, this is another thing, for me to be part of the Green Divas and to bring my message through the Green Divas is because most of my life, I was like, hey, I have an idea. Hey, I have a thought. Hey, does anybody want to follow this? Hey, does anybody think about that? Everybody went, no.
Yeah. You're like, hello, I hear crickets. Am I alone here? Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm alone. And I don't feel that way now. I feel completely supported, not only in what I'm doing creatively because of you, Megan, but also just the people who come to the studio, who call into the studio, who are affiliated with the Green Divas, who follow the Green Divas, who follow me. Everybody seems to be building on this empowerment energy, and it fills me with such great excitement and joy and hope.
And hope, yeah. That's what I was going to say. And you know, you nailed it. I really, originally, this whole thing started with a magazine idea back in 1990 or 91. And the whole idea was I wanted to create community, because I knew there were people out there that thought the way I did, but I couldn't easily find them. And I thought, you know, media would be one way to sort of gather people. I guess I could have done a restaurant, but, you know.
No, this is better. Because you do a little bit of restaurant stuff, because you add in all those great recipes that we're all
I do like home. Food.
Yeah, we're supposed to like food, you know,
yeah.
Part of why we're here.
So anyway, thank you for recognizing it and articulating it so well. I appreciate that. But, you know, tell the story about how GVK really came into being? Touched on it before, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was at a, it was my 50th birthday, and I was in a little getaway with my girlfriend Dawn, and we were in Wyoming, which was a spiritual experience in and itself.
Oh, yeah. I've been there. Yeah.
It's so incredibly expansive out there, and it's literally, even though it's in our country, you're in a different world.
Oh, yeah.
Here on the East Coast, where everybody's rushing and going and doing, and then all of a sudden, here you are out in these great mountains, walking across the plains with a horse, you know, wow, okay, my world is very different than this.
Just, yeah.
And I was talking with her intensely about this idea of putting things out there in the world for people to shift, for people to gain awareness, for people to have hope, and how frustrating it had been for me almost all my life of not being able to put that out in the world in a way that people could receive it. And that's when we've been talking for hours. And finally, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. She stood up and she said, look, why don't you just do a radio show? and I was like, oh, okay. Like, I know nothing about radio. I'm a performer.
I'll just do a radio show.
Right. Like, oh, okay. That, to me, that was like someone saying, why don't you just go be a multi-billionaire? Oh, okay. No, I don't know anything about that.
No problem.
And so I said, fine, you know, okay, that's something to think about. And we both went to bed. So I was reading, and all of a sudden I heard this. And I was like, that's a weird noise.
That's a weird noise.
What a weird noise. And I look up, and there's a bat literally flying, like, 5 inches from my head.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bat.
Like, oh, my God. So I scream out to Dawn, Dawn, and she's at my door. And she's been standing there in the dark because she was listening to the same thing in her room, going, something's out there. And she had screwed up enough courage to walk through the dark center of our cabin to come to get me. And she's like, oh, my God, what is it? I said, there's something in here. It's a bat. And she was like, oh. So we're both, like, trying not to freak out, and I'm like, I'm going to open the door, and he's going to fly out. And as I got up to open the door, he flew out at Dawn and then into her bedroom. So
nice.
She was like, oh, no. So I ran into her bedroom, and I said, I'm going to close this door. But at first I was freaking out. I'm like, what do I do? And she said, don't ask me. You're the animal whisperer.
It's true.
So I went, oh, God, of course, she's right. I know how to talk to animals. What's my problem? So I closed the door off so that the bat wouldn't go back into the common area. And I opened the front door, which led outside, and I was saying to it, you know, you're free, you can go. And then I was like, wait a minute, it can't hear me on a human vibration.
Ah.
I can only talk to it if I raise my vibration to a different level. And so I invoked the Lahochi, which is the healing energy that I work with. And within seconds of invoking the Lahochi, because I was going to go into the Lahochi energy and talk through that energy.
Right.
Within seconds of invoking, the bat flew out the door.
Oh, like, hello, that worked.
Yep. And so when I closed the door, Dawn came in, we were like, oh my God, we were laughing. And I said to her, bat means shamanic change.
Yeah, like, deep,
like,
change.
Deep shifting, changing. And I felt that was a message from my higher self telling me, go into this radio thing and see what happens.
Well, apparently the bat was right.
Yeah, and here you and I are.
Because you're doing amazingly well. Your show is so wonderful, so popular. It's one of the more popular shows on our network because I think it is uplifting and inspiring. And you have such a wide range of topics and people. You know, you've talked to Mariel Hemingway. I think we have Marsha Mason coming in January.
I know. That's so exciting. I cannot wait to talk to her.
Yeah, she's amazing. I've had the opportunity to interview her a couple of times, and she is definitely like we are. She has the same kind of conversations about energy and talking to plants or animals.
And right. Well, and I love that she does talk to plants.
Yeah.
I talk to my plants all the time. I know you talk to your plants, too.
Yeah.
So
My one plant is not listening. I'm not sure why. I think it might speak Russian or something. Well, I'm like, what do? I'm like, I'm trying everything and we're not communicating. It's not happy and I'm trying everything.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll have to visit it when you come back to the studio.
I will. I'll run some energy on it.
So, and speaking of, like, Krista, remember that one time, and then we'll close up, but that one time we were struggling with some technical issue, like really struggling, and Kristen's like, wait, just stop. And we all stopped, and she said, let me just run some energy. And we sat quietly, and then, like, bang, got the solution immediately, and we moved on.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
yeah, I do remember that. But I just do that naturally, so I always forget that I've done that.
So it's kind of self-serving sometimes to have Kristen around because she fixes things. The plant, the cat, the studio.
No. Your animals, Megan's animals, come into the studio and chat with us while we're doing the podcast and chime in if they agree. And certainly Spooky will sit outside of our room and howl if she's like totally in tune with the podcast.
Or left out, yeah. Now we've got little Lolo Kitty in the mix, so that's even more entertainment.
I can't wait to meet her.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, we can't forget Gracie, because Gracie sits underneath my seat and absorbs and exchanges energy with me through the whole podcast.
Yes, she does.
Yep, she's an amazing dog.
Yeah, and we all love Kristen. So,
well, I love you guys.
I could talk all day, which is, you know, what we can do. But thank you for, you know, doing your show with us and then having it on our new GDGD network. We're very, very grateful and very excited. So,
thank you. I feel the same way. I'm so thrilled and honored to be part of this platform, really.
Yay.
It's been a gift in my life.
Okay, Kristen, I will talk to you soon, and I mean it.
All right, Megan, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Give the gift of less carbon pollution this year. A carbon offset represents the reduction of 1 metric ton of carbon dioxide emissions. TerraPass offers carbon offset gift packages that include a unique gift with each purchase. Ideal for environmentalists, travelers, or just those hard-to-shop-for people. Go to TerraPass.com/holiday to feel great about your gift giving this year.
Well, aren't we excited, Green Divas? We have our friend John St. Augustine, who is the executive producer, the founder, the creator of Earth Matters with Bill Curtis. Hi, John.
Good morning, Green Diva.
Yay. Yeah, I just love talking to John. He has such a dreamy voice because you, of course, are also a radio personality.
I'm a radio guy.
You're a radio dude.
Yes, I am.
Now you're a green radio dude.
Yes, I am.
So we are just so excited to have you bring and allow Earth Matters on to broadcast from GDGD Radio.
Well, we're thrilled. You know, this is a very special project that I've been working on for, probably 3-4 years now. And it was something I started when I was still kind of running things over at the Oprah Radio channel there. And I had an idea for some short form. And I had done my own short form for many years called Power Thoughts. I did about 6,000 of those over a period from 1999 to 2010.
Well, it's a lot of minutes, right?
It's a lot of minutes. And, you know, for me, I've learned, as much as I like being on the radio 3 hours a day, sometimes you can get what you want done in about a minute. So I got pretty adept at writing things in very tight quarters. And when the thought came about Minutes That Matter, which was like a series, the first thing I wanted to do, which is something very close to my heart and is an environmental thing. So I created the Earth Matters, and I had Bill actually do 5 or 6 as a demo, and I forgot about it.
And they sat
in the computer. I moved on from Harpo Radio and went on to do other things. And maybe a year, year and a half later, I got a call from a friend of mine who was cleaning out old files. He said, what do you want me to do with these? I'm like, do with what? And he said, yeah, you recorded them. And great. He sent them over, and they sounded as good as I thought they would. I had never actually heard them.
Isn't it funny? I've done that before where I've filed something, and I'm like, eh, whatever. And then later on, I'd like listening going, wow, that actually sounds good.
You know, and, you know, Bill reading, it's like the voice of God. So. You know, we go to lunch and I make him order. Read anything just so I could hear him talk.
Right. So would you order for me, Bill? Because I want to hear you say, you know, lasagna.
Exactly. so they sounded really great, and I put some really cool production around them, and we reconvened a little bit, and I offered them to some radio stations in Chicago, and had a little interest here and there, and we ended up putting them on WCPT, which is a progressive station in the city, and the guy who was there, Matt Cummings, was my Sparky, or my one of my engineers when I was at Harpo, and he's now the ops boss, and he loved them.
Yeah.
And since then, we've done about 160 of them, and the whole idea about Earth Matters is to do exactly that, to make people, if at all possible, understand a little bit more about the world that we all share. And, you know, it's about inspiring, informing, and entertaining them at the same time in 58 seconds.
Well, I am almost flabbergasted and a nervous wreck because I'm getting to speak to a real radio and television journalist legend. And if you don't know his voice, then you've been under a rock. And you will know his voice the minute you hear it. But, of course, you've heard of Bill Curtis, who is, my gosh, the roster on his biography is so long. And I was looking at it earlier, and I thought, oh, my God, he was even on 30 Rock. So
that's true. I forgot about that.
So, you know, from biography to television news anchor, I don't know. But he, in the capacity that we're talking to him, is the voice of Earth Matters, which is a wonderful 1 minute audio content show or vignette, as it were, that helps highlight issues about the Earth and why it matters. Hi, Bill.
Hi there. Well, nice to be with you.
And I'm just like babbling away over here because I'm a nervous Nelly. It's so exciting. So we're just thrilled that not only you're doing what you're doing, and you're one of those folks that has taken your, I don't know, your success, your celebrity, whatever that capital that you've gained with all your hard work, and you're really lending it to some great, great causes, and the Earth being one of them. Can you talk to us a bit about Earth Matters and what made you want to do that?
Well, I've had an interest in the specific global climate change since the 90s. I've always been interested. I wanted to be a forest ranger when I was a kid.
Really?
And I was interested in the outside, national parks and things like that, but I really focused in when I was doing a series called The New Explorers for PBS.
Right.
And we did 100 shows, and many of those were centered around the Big Five problems, deforestation.
Yeah.
We spent time with a show in every country in South America.
Wow.
And, of course, the ozone hole and the climate above and the loss of topsoil.
Yeah.
What do we do with trash? All those issues, this was in the early 90s, were in front of us, but not yet kind of a household word.
Oh, you were way ahead of your time there.
Ahead of the time, almost ahead of the man who invented the Internet, Al Gore, he said with a tongue in his cheek.
That's funny.
And I wanted to bring those stories from the feature page to the front page. And it certainly is the front page now.
Yeah.
Specifically, the latest Peru meeting.
Yes.
An accord on climate change. So one thing led to another. The New Explorers kind of, you know, after 100 shows, saw their day. And sponsorship was difficult for PBS. And I moved into my other educational background, which was law, murders and crime, and caught the wave for cable, specifically on A&E with Cold Case Files and American Justice.
And investigative reports?
Yes, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All long 10 years of long series.
Oh, I'm going to just toss it out here and blame you for then the rash of TV series like CSI and Law and Order.
There is a direct link.
I think so.
As a matter of fact, Bill Peterson, who was the star of the first and original CSI, called me from the tarmac at Los Angeles Airport, and he said, I just wanted to kind of thank you because I'm doing a series now based on cold case files.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, really? Well, what is it? He said, well, we're going to call it CSI or Crime Scene Investigation.
Yeah, yeah.
And I say, well, you know, invite me to do a cameo role, and I'll be happy to do it. Never happened.
Aww.
But one thing leads to another, as you know.
Yeah. So again, you're ahead of the curve there with all that.
And consequently, you have to look for new angles.
Yeah.
And so right now, my current passion is using the prairie soil and the deep-rooted prairie plants. You know, Kentucky bluegrass goes down about 6 inches. Big blue stem goes down 15 feet.
Well, see, who knows this? I don't know. No,
yeah,
thank you.
And it's totally overlooked. Well, during the winter, it looks like a weed patch. And it doesn't come alive until the middle of, well, in June and July. And then the flowers bloom. And, well, still, we miss the real importance.
Right.
And that is, it is probably the number two or number one carbon storage area that we have.
Interesting.
The atmosphere, you know, having most of the carbon dioxide.
Right.
We take it in, or I mean the plants take it in.
Yes.
Using it as fuel.
Right.
To run the little engine of photosynthesis, which creates sugar and starch and carbohydrates to give them, you know, their fuel.
Yeah.
But most of the carbon then goes down into the roots and into the soil and feeds organisms, which, you know, you can get in a teaspoon of topsoil a million tiny microbes that all exist only because of carbon.
Right.
Now, the prairie and native prairie is much better than, let's say, a cornfield.
Okay.
Or a monocultured planted
right,
crop.
Soy for miles, yeah.
Yes. And if we could only set aside a bit of, let's say, you know, the agricultural industry.
Right.
We used to with the Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, but when the price of corn went up to $7, $8 a bushel, everybody was plowing that up so they could plant more corn, that we as humans cannot eat, but it goes to the livestock.
Yeah.
So nevertheless, you know, it's a kind of a real circle.
Well,
Yes. I'll give you a chance to speak here.
No, I'm learning.
You know, for the rest of our lives, we will be looking at climate change and the effects of it.
Yeah.
Watching for the clues on how it is changing, whether it's sea level rise or, on the positive side, new varieties of plants and trees that are now growing further north as the temperatures warm and the climate zones move north. There's literally a map in the Environmental Office City of Chicago showing how over a 20-year period, you know, we've moved from a zone 5 to 6 or 6 to 5.
Right.
I can grow at my place here around the Chicago area gum trees from the southern hardwood forest.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
Yeah, it is crazy.
In Chicago?
Yep. And they withstood the winter, and they are still there, and beautiful.
I noticed in the last 10 years, people in New Jersey were starting to plant bamboo. And I thought, isn't that like bamboo? And I've never heard of that. I thought that was a warmer climate thing.
Well, we associate it with the tropics, of course.
Yeah.
Bamboo is what the pandas eat.
Yeah.
And at some elevation.
Well, that's true. Right. Okay.
But you better watch it because it grows.
It's a little invasive, right?
Yeah, and it's really hard to get rid of, but very pretty.
So you were starting to talk about the prairies, and I think what one of the things you're doing, I've heard, is that you have a grass-fed cattle ranch.
I do. It's in Kansas.
Okay.
I started off with 10,000 acres, and I discovered grass-fed beef in the Merritts a little before The Omnivore's Dilemma, written by Michael Pollan, which is the Bible for grass or the movement toward right. Healthier eating. And what feedlots do to cattle.
Yeah.
You know, they close them up in their little paddocks,
feed
them, you know, 3 squares a day, and it's very efficient. But because they never see another blade of grass for the last 6 months of their life, it's inhumane, and get sick.
Well,
so
that's
you have to give them antibiotics and hormones to keep them alive.
Yeah, apparently their little pancreas and their whatever, gallbladders can't handle the corn, and then they have to get all kinds of antibiotics to manage that.
Well, it's an unnatural feed.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do well in the 4 chambers of the stomach of a cow.
Right.
And a new set of microbes and bacteria have to be created or come to the rumen to break down the shell of the corn and the sugar and starch. And that is what creates E. coli into a new and stronger form, 0157.
Oh, goody.
That can make it past the acid barrier of the cow's stomach and past ours. Represent death.
Not a good thing.
No, it's not. So and then you have an antibiotic resistance that is being created in the feedlots, and it's become the number one public enemy because 80% of all the antibiotics manufactured in this country for humans go to livestock.
Wow.
And
really?
It's a big number, a scary number.
Yep.
And, of course, that makes them the number one target. Whenever there is an E. coli outbreak, they immediately go, well, where's the nearest feedlot?
Yeah.
And to clear all that up, all the problems go away if you just keep the cattle on grass.
Right.
And they're in their natural setting. The grass is their natural feed source. So it also comes, it turns them into a health food, comes with significantly higher levels of omega-3,
right.
essential fatty acid, brings the equation, the balance of omega-6 and omega-3 into line 1-to-1, certainly not more than 1-to-4. Vitamins that fight many of our diseases.
Yeah.
And as the paleo diet and movement, we started on grass-fed meat 150,000 years ago.
It worked for a long time.
Yeah. Dr. Lauren Cordain of Colorado State looked at the diets, you know, of fossils back then and our ancestors. And so, you know, despite the vegetarian claims, we grew up on meat. What you don't want to do is overeat.
Right.
And
right.
eat in moderation. Otherwise, why, meat can be just as bad for you as anything else.
Well, moderation isn't always the American way.
No. We want bigger and more.
More.
And so consequently, when we were adding, you know, all these calories in the last 20 years to ourselves, they came primarily because we were increasing the sizes of our junk food and normal helpings.
And portions, right.
Yeah, the big gulp, 86 grams of
that's crazy.
Sugar.
It's insane.
Yeah, the Big Mac, the triple-stacked Black Angus burger.
Yeah.
You know, do we really need all that? We could be satisfied with.
Yeah, one good grass-fed burger ought to do
that's
it.
That's right. That's right.
Well,
so, gradually that, you know, to come around to sort of answer your question, all this information will begin to seep in. And you have to, the network and Earth Matters, you have to keep it up. And I will get reaction that one is very satisfying, but two, a little surprising, because I've had people say, well, I've changed my lifestyle because of what I learned.
Yeah.
And that's nice.
Yeah. And well, I know that not everybody, people can be easily overwhelmed because there's a lot. There's a lot of statistics. There's a lot of scary statistics. But we're all here all about helping people find their way in without guilt, without stress. Do what you can do. And I think Earth Matters offers these wonderful slices and these wonderful simple ideas that are very powerful and meaningful. Like if you know, I think if we learn facts about things, when I understood that there were, you know, about like the plastic bottle thing, for instance, once I understood that, I was like, okay, you know what? I just I'm not saying I'm never going to have a plastic bottle again if I'm in an airport or whatever, but I minimize it and I'm more conscious.
Yes.
So that's...
You know, we can take our medicine a little bit at a time.
Yeah, I think so.
And remember it better. We try to make little stories so you can focus your attention.
Exactly.
And digest that fact.
Like a cow digests grass properly. Well, Bill, I am so glad to talk to you, and I could just sit and listen to you all day long, and I'm really excited that we're going to get to listen to you on the GDGD radio network with Earth Matters, and I'm hoping we'll get to talk again and talk more about your ranch and some of the things you're learning out there about sustainable farming and agriculture, because I know you're learning a lot about that.
An awful lot, yes.
So
running some experiments, but it's a wonderful thing.
It is.
And congratulations to you. It's a thrill for us to be associated with you.
Thank you, Bill. I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and we will talk to you in 2015.
All right. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Green Divas Radio Show. Be sure to look for this and other Green Diva Network podcasts on iHeartRadio, Stitcher, iTunes, Swell Radio, and Spreaker. Get social with the Green Divas on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest. Subscribe to the Green Divas YouTube channel to watch them in action. And for all the latest good green news, visit thegreendivas.com. That's THE greendivas.com.